All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lions fan, Mike Stone, Kenny, David, everybody. Come Monday, 2 o'clock, and one of Roberto's ridiculous songs is playing.
Yes.
Blank has got to be a Lion. Who is it?
We have to go Christianity. Christian Wilkins, ladies and gentlemen. Fits the culture if you care about that stuff. He is versatile. He can play defensive tackle and defensive line. He's only 28 years old. And when I say fit the culture, when watching Hard Knocks during the season with the Miami Dolphins, you saw the fact how him and Siler, who used to play at Ferris State, I believe, just he is a great teammate. He's a leader. I believe he was a captain with the Dolphins as well. He makes so much sense both positionally and fit in the team. If you care about the locker room that obviously this team cares about, he's your guy. You might have to overpay him a little bit. I don't care because you need another guy on that line. Give me Christian Wilkins.
Can't make fun of it. Get better up front. You put him on the line with Lee McNeil, Hutchinson, and Frankenstein the other end. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Kenny, come Monday. Blank has got to be a Lion.
It's very hard to address corner in the higher rounds. I'm going to go with L'Jarius Sneed. Makes a lot of sense. He's immediately a blanket, you know, coverage guy. And you can, in the second or third round, draft another
Fire
edge.
Steve Yzerman.
We're not going to do that.
No.
We're going to get Hutch a buddy in the second or third round. No problem. Sneed's my guy.
All right. And I will tell you, you do have some smoke here of Christian Wilkins and the Vikings. Just throwing that out
there. Yeah.
What I want is the Lions. Look, Kenny is right. I mean, both answers are right. I would be thrilled if we had Christian Wilkins here Monday at 2. But the guy I want is Sneed, and I don't. It's not radio guy yelling at clouds. This is not just name brand bias. He fits. He's a man cover corner. He shadows the other team's number one about 70% of the time. He plays on a team that blitzes their ass off, just like you. He didn't allow more than 2 catches more than once last season. And he didn't give up a touchdown, if memory serves me. I think it was the divisional round of the playoffs. It was the first time all year was the closest guy in coverage, and a touchdown got given up.
And correct me if I'm wrong, in this division, you'll be playing twice against arguably the best receiver in the National Football League.
Also true. Yeah. And a Packers unit that has a bunch of good receivers, and the Bears with DJ Moore, and who knows what they get here.
Right.
I understand. You will likely, let's call it pick 29. It's got to go. And yes, you're going to spend $100 million. I got news for you. I don't think Christian Wilkins is going to be any cheap date either.
No.
That's probably 80. I genuinely think L'Jarius Sneed moves the needle. I think it changes the conversation. And I think for once, you know, for all the hell people have given Aaron Glenn, he has no superstars to work with.
None.
You can say Aiden's a superstar. He's not. Aiden's good.
Not yet. He's on his way, I think. Progressive yes. to being one.
Superstars when you begin racking 17 sack seasons.
Correct.
And you're J.J. Watt.
Right.
Prime. Or T.J. Watt. Or any Watt.
Yes.
Minus the fullback one. But my like the whole idea is L'Jarius Sneed is that stud. He's that star. We just got done talking wings. Wings don't have stars.
Right.
They're not a threat to win at all. So as good as the Lions are, and they got a couple stars. I think Penei Sewell's a star. Laporta's a star. Amon-Ra's a star.
Correct.
Gibbs, maybe. They're loaded on that offense.
Yes.
Defensively. Guys, I'm sorry. Bringing back Mosley on a one-year deal when he played 2 snaps, Cam Sutton's miscast as a number one. You don't have stars. Legarius needs a star.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want him.
And I don't want to hear the fact, yeah, well, you know, if Josh Reynolds, you know, doesn't drop passes and Campbell doesn't gamble, if you believe in that, we should be a Super Bowl team. So why would you, you know, give up capital, give up a lot of money when you should have been in the Super Bowl? Sorry, it doesn't work that way. You have to keep trying to get better and better and better.
A lot of smoke, too, of Christian Wilkins to the Browns. Have you guys been seeing that?
A little bit.
Browns and Vikings are the two I kept seeing, but I'd like to know where you guys are at. And there's no yelling. I don't think there's a wrong answer. Just the only answer I don't think Stoney and I are really accepting of is, well, I don't have to do anything. If you're going to drink the bathwater, then you could take it elsewhere.
Right.
Not interested.
Now, look, it doesn't have to be within the first 3 days of free agency. Yeah, because that's the other thing people go crazy about.
I know.
Oh, my God, we didn't sign a guy in day one. Let things, you know, develop a little bit. But if they
correct, because they can officially sign Thursday.
Right.
So if things don't happen until Thursday, you're okay.
No, even
but I want it Monday.
Even the first day of official signing Thursday, even if these guys get signed elsewhere, there's still going to be some quality players out there.
And just so you guys understand, here's what you're getting with Wilkins, because Stoney is on point with it. This is not just a defensive tackle. This is a guy who, from the interior primarily, gave you 58 pressures and 10.5 sacks. What is it going to cost? Glad you asked. Pro Football Focus and SpotTrack have a contract generator tool. 4 at 93 is one of the things that has the computer has kicked out. You're going to be paying him $23, yeah. $24 million a year. So whether it's Wilkins, whether it's Snead, I would be thrilled with either.
And you, like many of us, want to at least hear that they've been in the conversation.
Yeah.
We haven't heard that for Wilkins. We have heard it for Snead.
Yeah, and again, if you call up and say, I don't want to give up draft capital and then have to pay Legarius Snead, I'm not mad at you. We just disagree. I think he's a difference maker. I mean, Mike, what is he, 25 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
4 years in the league. He's a fourth-round pick. You're talking about getting a finished product in prime at the top of his game, and I could make a very strong case that over the next 2 to 3 years, he's the single best man cover corner in all of football.
Go get him.
To me, that's part of what you desperately needed in San Francisco that second half, to take someone away, to roll cover to another receiver, to, yes, buy your line a little bit more time. But I'd love to know where you guys are at.
He just turned 27 at the end of January.
I'm sorry. I thought he was 25. I apologize.
That's okay.
Still young enough, I can do it.
Now, look, if you're Pat Holmes, you say, well, you know, I'm a great drafter too. So you know where Legarius Snead was drafted?
Fourth round.
Yeah. So there's players out there that you can get, but there's no, certainly the chances you're going to pick up another Legarius Snead in the fourth round.
Here's the other problem.
It's not very high.
Stoney, you know this. I don't think people might know it. They just don't want to talk about it. There's going to be a regression in the hit rate. No GM in the history of football has just continued to bat 75% with first round picks. The best GMs in history are going to bat about 50%.
Right. He's been great.
He has.
At the
but
draft.
There's regression coming.
Yeah, it happens.
No one outruns the speeding train of NFL historical data.
It's like you're at the circuit. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and you just keep winning and winning and winning, and all of a sudden,
don't catch up with it.
That dealer starts hitting, and you're getting pulling 21s and 21s, and you start.
That's the NFL draft.
Yeah,
yeah. That. So my whole thing is, if you continue to depend on an artificial hit rate, like you think your GM really is just going to be the guy that breaks the model and defies 100 years of NFL football in the draft. That's on, God bless if you think you're doing that. You could have a great GM, and he's going to hit about 50% of those picks.
Howie Roseman's considered a very good GM. He also drafted Jalen Reagor ahead of Justin Jefferson. Okay, so. People.
How about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside?
Yes, I know. Yeah. That's why he had to go trade for A.J. Brown.
Right, so I'm with you. 248-539-9797. David, some ticket text, please.
Mike, now that you've given the stats and you talk more about Snead, I'm convinced that the Lions need Snead. Go get him now.
Look, I think they need both of these players. If it's up to me, I think you manipulate whatever contracts you have to do to obviously get Jared Goff taken care of, which is going to happen. Amon-Ra has to get paid. I mean, minimum, that's going to be $4 to $100. But you have to be able to go out and add a corner and an edge rusher. I'm interested to see what level they bring in of both. I mean, I'll tell you who I love. I've never seen the two connected. That Huff kid for the Jets, you realize he's got one of the highest win rates of any pass rusher in the league?
Yes.
You know, that's like an under-the-radar guy. He's going to get an eye-popping deal, and people are going to be like, who the hell's this guy? He's good, man. And you just bring in effective pass rushers. I got to see it. It doesn't have to be Danielle Hunter for me to be happy.
No.
You know, it doesn't have to be. Dude.
As long as it makes sense. And I'm not talking about C-E-N-T-S either.
Yeah. But again, reminder, you bring in Snead, you're getting a guy that vaporizes the other team's best receiver.
Let me ask you this question. It may be too obvious. Do you want Snead for whatever you have to pay him and whatever you have to give up, but you decide because of this, we're gonna play some dice and roll the dice.
Well, all right. Let me ask one question. Isn't that kind of what Holmes already does? All of his contracts seemingly get done in the summer.
Yeah.
So isn't that kind of a game? Letting deadlines make deals. People don't.
Well, he's got a roster deadline coming up next week.
$5 million in March, right?
Yeah. I'm talking about just letting it play out, John, like for the next season.
I'd be shocked.
To let him go through the season?
But I'm asking you, would you rather it's either that and signing Snead or just wrapping up Goff and not getting Snead?
Then I'll still play the game with you. Okay. Yeah, I'll still do it because, Mike, I feel like they need – they need the hardest thing to get in this sport, which is a difference maker, and they need it on defense. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, at pick 29, I think you're high on your own supply if you think you're just going to roll out, draft a corner as a rookie who's going to come in and be Sauce Gardner.
No.
I got a hard time.
It's not
going
to happen. I know everybody loves Quinyon Mitchell, and you trade up to get him. He's going to be middle of the first round probably.
I love the funny part is all these people who love Quinyon Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell could be your DoorDash driver tonight. You don't know who he is.
Right, exactly.
You've never watched Toledo play because you have lives. You have kids and a mortgage and things. Only losers like us watch Toledo versus Eastern on a Friday night. The point is, whether it's Quinyon Mitchell or whether it's TJ Tampa at Iowa State or it's Rakestraw at Mizzou, all these guys look good. That's why they're getting taken. But you see the bust rate.
Yeah.
It's so hard to figure out the cornerback position.
I know.
That's why I want the finished product. Just go get the damn guy. I put him out there, and I can consider wherever he is, that dude isn't having a day.
Right. But at least you can't build your team through free agents.
No, but you just finish
augment.
It. That's it. I can finish the product through free agents. They've earned that right.
Yes.
Just like I think the Wings will this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
David, what are the people having to say?
Tom in Detroit says, Mike, you aren't for Patrick Queen. How about you bring him here, though? The Lions need to make room for Patrick Queen.
No, you don't.
Now, you mentioned him, Stoney, in that football today.
He's a really good player, but the Lions don't really need or use
linebackers. And you just used first-round capital on Jack Campbell.
Right.
You're not – no. The answer is, and David, what do we not do?
We That's not a running back.
We didn't just add it to the list.
We don't pay linebackers.
Damn okay. Right. Linebackers that do not rush the passer, I am not. No.
Right.
If we played a 3-4, we're talking something different. No.
I was a little confused there because he wasn't a running back.
Listen, everyone's emotionally confused right now. I'm sitting here worried that I'm going to see an announcement. Russell Wilson's a Giant.
I can't wait for that announcement.
I want, just please, in the battle of two Satans, give me J.J. McCarthy. No.
No. No.
Don't call J.J. McCarthy a Satan. Come on.
He's Wolverine slime.
He's not.
I love that guy.
And he's a weirdo.
I love that guy.
But he's my quarterback. We're putting meditation circles underneath the goalposts for him in MetLife. I've already made the call.
Well, good. Okay, because we talked before the air. Any human being that cares about their professional football team and decides that they don't want a good player.
They're nuts.
Who might be a good player because of where he matriculated in college should turn in their fan card.
Agree.
It's like the Lion fans, okay? If you're a Michigan fan, you hate Ohio State. You want to get rid of Taylor Decker? Do you not love Chris Spielman? Come on!
I told you. One of my favorite Giants all time is Amani Toomer.
Yeah.
Noted Wolverine scumbag.
Jumbo Elliott was pretty damn
big
good.
Big time left tackle. Now, yes. Ty Wheatley sucked, and I have every right to hate him.
Well, Ty Wheatley couldn't even stay awake in meetings. I mean, now he was a flameout. There's no doubt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Don't you think I root for J-Mo every time he touches the ball? I hate Alabama.
Exactly. Right. Once you are a pro, yes, none of it matters.
Yes.
Now, if he starts doing some of the goofy stuff with the pad popping and the meditating and the do-do-do and the standing around with the look-at-me pictures, I'm telling you, New York media will eat him alive.
Right. But unless he can play.
Now, if he balls out, you can do whatever the hell you like, son.
Yes.
I don't care.
Right.
Play.
You're being smart.
I want to win.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. David, go ahead.
There's a couple names that haven't been mentioned that some people are texting in about. Geno Stone in free agency. Now, he's a defensive back from the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, went to Iowa, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Xavien Howard, someone's saying they want him here.
I just don't know how much he has left. Stoney's our Dolphinsologist over here.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. The other thing is Buffalo, with what the hell they're doing, does Tre'Darius White, does he have anything left?
Coming off, an Achilles?
Yeah.
That's a medical report.
Right.
Now, my problem is, you've already brought back Mosley off back-to-back ACLs.
Right, you're taking two of them.
And I'm going to collect a guy who's got a candy cane for an Achilles.
Although, Brad Holmes is very partial to people with coming off injuries. But
yes, and if it was a one-year prove-it deal and you backed it up where you drafted a corner in the set, I can work my way around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What I can't do is they cannot start the season with Cam Sutton as the number one.
Right.
That's a fail.
Yes, I agree.
Let's go to the people. Let's go to Andrew 97.1. Andrew, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How about y'all?
Excellent.
Hey, so I just want to say I completely agree with the whole Darius Sneed thing. We need a number one corner. We don't have it. If you get it for a first-round pick, that's incredible. If you get it for a second-round pick, even better. Another name that's out there, I'm not sure if he got re-signed yet. Maybe you can get him for cheap. Rakia Sin from the Baltimore Ravens. Think he's all right. You can throw him in at QB or corner three, and then you go from having your secondary being a big weakness to actually being a strength, and then you can draft someone second, third round if you still want to. And now, instead of them walking into a weak cornerback room, they have Ladarius Sneed, Cam Sutton, and Rakia Sin, all experienced guys to kind of coach them up. Obviously, edge rush is still an issue, but when you have someone like Sneed and you move Cam Sutton on the wide receiver too, you're getting that extra second, maybe even second and a half in a coverage. Someone's going to get home. So you can address that later on. The big issue I got to say, though, do we even still have a starting guard under contract right now? Because aren't Glasgow and Jackson free agents?
Correct. Yeah, I'm re-signing Glasgow because he's more he's got more positional flexibility than Jonah.
With Frank's injury situation,
right.
He can
and
play
he's cheaper.
Center.
Jonah's going to cost you 10+. So to me, you're waving goodbye to him.
32?
Yeah, you sign Glasgow on a one-year deal. He gives you a little insurance. I to me, will be very surprised, even though we're 48 days from the draft, if they don't draft an O-lineman in the first or second round that has capability to play guard and center.
I mean, it is indeed. I mean, I'm a Michigan fan, so if we got Zach Zinter or something like that fourth round, That'd be pretty cool.
I'm drafting
him. Not sure if he would be up the
snuff. Andrew, you can't have him. The Giants are drafting him. You save him for me. I'm taking Zinner. I'm taking JJ.
And
I'm taking Sandra still in the third round.
Oh, my God.
Come on. That's it. And if Corum's around in the fifth, I'll draft him and his LLC. We're all set. I mean, it's going to be an all-Wolverine draft.
I just wanted to agree with y'all.
Appreciate it,
Thank
brother.
You.
You got it. No, I mean, listen. There's some good football players on Michigan.
Yes.
I'm tired of losing football games on Sunday.
I know.
So I'm only half kidding about it. Three of those are needs for my Giants.
Right.
But yeah, I here's my issue. Stoney, this is the one thing that bugs me with this town. It's like certain towns obsess over stars, and then other towns, and I feel like we're one of them, we always want to do it the whole little lunch pail way, and oh, we'll piece it together, and it's like...
into work.
Right, you just see it in living color. How do the Niners do it? How do the Chiefs do it? How do the Eagles do it? How do the... You have to have high-end pieces.
Right.
I just don't want to go in the next season with, oh, we got Stephon Gilmore, who's 50, and we got another dude on three ACLs, and we're going to bring Vildor back.
Gilmore had a really good year this year, and I hate the Cowboys. So
you and me both.
Yeah, I know.
You can bring him in, but you got to back it up by drafting somebody, too.
Yes, no doubt.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Carl, 97.1. Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
So I heard you guys earlier talking about Danielle Hunter, and I hadn't heard anything about him as far as like a legitimate, as far as the Lions like legitimately going after him. But I just came across something the other day, actually, where I read a report that the Lions were actually trying to trade for him at the deadline. And it was Danielle Hunter who kind of put the kibosh on it because he wanted to stay in Minnesota till the end of the year.
I did not know that. So they made the call.
Yeah, I guess they were actively looking into it. And then because he knew he was going to be a free agent, I don't know if he didn't want to move twice or whatever. So he kind of went into Minnesota front office and he was kind of pleading with them not to trade him.
But I've heard that part. I have heard that part of it. I never heard that the Lions actually were a team that were pursuing him. I know we all wanted them to.
Sure. Listen, not everybody wants to be here. And Carl, like, I try not to get fixated on a player. For the fun of the topic, all right, Snead. I won't be angry if they choose someone they fits better and is still a high-end corner. Stoney brought up Wilkins. Good with it. You show me Danielle Hunter. Good with it.
Yeah.
You show me Huff from the Jets. Like
Fuller.
It's a principle matter. If guys don't want to be here, I can't do nothing about that.
But supposedly, everybody wants to play for Dan Campbell and, players.
The two coaches right now that I cannot understand as a player you wouldn't want to play for are Dan Campbell and D'Amico Ryans. How would you not want to play for these dudes?
I know.
And it would make me question more about the player than the coach.
You're absolutely right.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
My alma mater.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Tony, you went to American.
Okay. I don't expect them to, you know, be a good team. I expect them every once in a while, you know, to go to the NC to win their Patriot League title.
When's the last time they went to the tourney?
It was the year they lost to Wisconsin in the first round. I don't know. They've been to the tournament, okay, three times in their history. I started going there in 1976.
That's pathetic.
So my dream was for them to go to the tournament. Well, they went there one year and lost to Bruce Pearl in Tennessee. I think that was 03 or whatever year. And then the following year, they played Villanova, the year Villanova won it all.
Okay, so you've been twice recently.
And then,
who hates their alma mater more, David? Stoney with American or Kenny with OU?
Definitely Kenny.
Well, definitely. Well, last night, okay, and I don't expect much, but they were the quarterfinals. They were the four seed. They were playing Bucknell. They were playing at American. And they lost by 23 at home. That shouldn't happen. To use an expression that you were the first person that I heard use. They played like ass.
Okay. I mean, fair.
I mean, and it's just, is it too much to ask that maybe, I don't know, once every 15 years you could win the Patriot League?
That's my beef with OU.
I know.
That's my beef with Campy.
Yeah.
They almost blew a 20-point lead last night. They were up 20.
That's unsurprising.
It was like 6 points by the end of it.
Well, like, my thing is, like, I all right, Siena. That's a no. That's a nothing burger school.
The Saints.
From Loudonville, New York. Yes. I've seen them beat Stanford. I've seen them beat Ohio State. I've seen them go to the tourney and win games.
Yeah.
Why can't OU do it? I mean, American, I don't know. I didn't know it existed until I met you, and then I figured out David Aldridge went there.
David Aldridge and Kermit Washington.
Tremendous.
Yes.
I
one punch Kermit.
I don't know what to say. I don't.
But Mike, they put a new floor in. Everything's going to be just fine, okay?
You sound like Eastern Michigan with their new...
Come see that black...
Exactly.
Yeah. And by the way, Rico, condolences to Rico because he's probably the only one I know that really cares.
What?
Michigan State lost to Nebraska in the Women's Big Ten Tournament. 73-61.
Don't care.
I know you don't. Does anybody care?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I don't. No.
I was going to lead with that today. Crap. Yes. Nobody cares?
Yeah.
No. Your hair's getting better. It's got to grow out a little bit.
That is, you know, let me tell you something.
What are you going to tell me?
Kids should be wary of you just like they should of the man in upstate New York. That's scary.
But my haircut. Wait, you're telling kids should be wary of me.
He talked about. You can go to YouTube.
You look like a serial killer.
You got it.
I told.
Okay.
What are you supposed to do, Stoney? Sorry, I'm not 60. What are you?
65.
You're 65. You got a gorgeous head of hair.
Yeah.
You got beautiful hair. I'm not like
but
you. I'm
but
sorry.
Your hair wasn't horrible.
It was awful. Well, awful.
Find a stylist then.
I just got rid of it.
You decided to go Dr. Evil.
Guy.
Give him some time. He's got to find his footing. You're going to be okay.
I should let it grow out?
I actually think it looks rather decent.
I think another...
Except when I turn to the profile view. You know who texted me today? A guy with a beautiful head of hair. Scott the Gator Anderson out of the blue texted me. He said it looks good. He's like, I like the look.
I love hookers.
That's right. Right. Maybe. Anyway.
Okay, then. Watch yourself. What are you going to do next? And thank you, by the way, for the inspiration on the Mike Tyson topic.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Enjoyed it.
I can't wait to watch. We're going to do Tyson at 7 o'clock.
What? Again?
Well, I have a different take on Michael.
New day, new take.
Well, not to mention I was on for all of, 30 minutes yesterday. But right off the get-go.
Are you going to talk about your daughter, by the way?
What about her?
What she calls...
Mike knows.
I know Mike knows, but does the
everybody knows
the audience?
Yeah, the Golden Penis Award.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Right. I'm not proud of.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that made it into her elementary school.
No, please.
Yeah,
no,
it did.
No.
Yeah.
No,
whole second grade class.
No.
Talking about this.
What kind of dad are you that allows her to continue saying it?
The GPA.
No. Come on, man.
What do you mean? I can't stop her. Once it's in her head,
hopefully she wasn't listening today about what happened at the mall.
No,
I actually
heard you guys, and I appreciated it. Like, listen, if there's kids in the car, turn off the radio for a quick second. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to repeat it because there could be kids in the car right now.
Next thing you know, she'll be watching the James Bond thriller Goldmember.
Dude, come on,
man. Don't you love having Stoney here?
I do, and we almost got to six without something totally egregious.
Well, I mean, this is Stoney's, like, buffer time, I feel. Like, all the goofiness comes out because he's almost done. This is like your old radio life. You're about to start your weekend.
That's true.
Yeah, except he has a partner doing it with him because I'm pretty sure Wojo worked a grand total of, like, 6 5-day work weeks in the old Stoney and Wojo days.
How many? Yeah, that's a great question.
Now, he used to work more than he does now.
Well, right now he doesn't work, so that's not saying much.
I know.
I mean, I say Wojo will be back next week, every week. I'm not actually sure he's going to be back, though. I'm just always like, Wojo will be back.
He was here for 2 days this week.
He was. He did a show. He did an hour by himself.
What
I actually thought you were going to sit in with him.
He didn't ask.
Oh.
All right. That says wonders.
So I found this ridiculous mock draft by a very reputable outlet that has the Lions taking the most flabbergasting pick ever. I want to give it to you, and it leads to a bigger topic because... It has everything to do with fans trusting this individual, and I'm blown away by how fans feel about this person.
See, that's a setup right there.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to do that at 6. You're
going to have to listen on the way back.
All right.
We're going to do that at 6. We got a little Iron Mike at 7. We'll talk about Steve Yzerman at 8, and then we got a big one against the Coyotes.
As Wojo would say, big game.
Oh, huge game.
Can't lose. They're not going to have Zucker. They traded Zucker. The Coyotes did. So they're
going wings on the puck line plus 165 because Arizona's 212-1 in their last 14.
They played last night too.
9 of the losses are by 2 or more goals.
Yeah, they've
get
got
some juice tonight. A little sizzle.
They've got outscored 10-4 in their last two games.
We brought it up on Cash Ticket. Right. Just telling you.
More importantly.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
Thank you for working with me today.
Oh, this is a blast.
A lot of fun.
Monday, he returns. Monday, Stoney and I have a free agency fiesta. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
We'll talk to everybody then. Enjoy your weekend. Rieger, talk to you, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.